Have you ever been cared for by a grandparent, or maybe you're the grandparent doing all the caring? A study released today by the Australian Institute of Family Studies has found that grandparents are still a valued source of childcare in Australia. But how might this be affecting elderly family members who are expected to look after the kids? Some are happy about it, some not so much. Anne McLeish is the Executive Director of Grandparents Australia. Anne, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
How common is it for grandparents to care for their grandchildren?
Very common. A couple of years ago, the Productivity Commission for Australia put out statistics, and they estimated that over 40% of childcare while parents work was provided by grandparents across Australia.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
According to this study, many people are living with their parents and children. Is it possible there's a cost-saving side to this? Because it seems like a pretty smart economic decision.
Well, it could be, and where it works well, it's probably got benefits for every generation. Certainly, it's nice for the generations to be connected with each other. I'm a little bit surprised by that feature in what the Australian Institute of Family Studies has reported to us, and am really keen to go and talk to them about it and to explore this issue further. We don't have much connection with grandparents who are actually living in cross-generational households, and we'd certainly like to know more about it. I think it's got some real benefits, but by golly, it's got some dangers as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, you obviously work with a lot of grandparents. Overall, how do most people you talk to feel about caring expectations that may be placed on them?
It varies. When the children in question are very young, I'd say most grandparents are very keen to do it and will go to great lengths to be able to babysit their grandchildren. They're very aware of the need for very young children to bond closely to their family before they go into childcare centres and the like. So at that stage, they're very happy to do it. But as time goes on and as the pressures on grandparents to continue working linger and don't actually ease off, then the whole childcare role becomes a little bit more complex and difficult to deliver. Some grandparents are working more than half time and then providing childcare on top of that. You'd have to wonder if that's good for their health.
No, how exhausting. And after you've raised your own children, sounds exhausting.
It is, and that's exactly what they're saying.
So is it also because of perhaps the cost of childcare? Is this a reaction to that?
Definitely.
Yeah?
In most cases, I'd say, particularly once you get past that very young stage where their family's interested in bonding, that's what it's about. It's about the overall cost of childcare and it no longer being readily available in neighbourhoods like it might have been in the past. So people have to drive a long way away from their workplace and their home to get the childcare that they want.
And it's a really interesting conversation. I think we're going to be having it more and more into the future. Thank you so much for coming on the program tonight.
You're most welcome.
That's Anne McLeish there, the Executive Director of Grandparents Australia. I wonder, do your parents take care of your kids or help you out? Or perhaps you were raised by grandparents. I was partly raised by my grandparents. And I've got to say, grandparents have some fantastic yarns. They're much older and they can tell you stuff about a long time ago. And I think that's the most exciting thing about hanging out with grandparents. Woo, do the stories differ to the ones that your parents or somebody who's your peer can tell you? 0418 226 576, or you can tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.